You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, there is a lot to unpack. Shall I use that word
Ding.
There? I think let's start with the
basics. You do like that word.
I do like that word. I mean, here's the basic thing. There isn't a first European Cup for Inter in almost 40 years. There isn't a treble for Inter. And as you say, Barcelona are denied a European Cup when they are the best team in Europe. They are the best team in Europe. I think there's another way of looking at this. What would have happened without the Icelandic volcano with the impronounceable
name? Yes, of course.
Because, of course, this partly happens because Barcelona go on a, 18-hour coach journey to Milan, where, by the way, they are robbed.
There were two or three bad decisions in that game, weren't there?
Yeah. And they are robbed in this game. And I'm quite glad that this question has been posed because the narrative of this game, which Mourinho has expertly manipulated, is of we were down to 10 men and Sergio Busquets cheated and all the rest of it. Hang on a minute. If there's a scandalous decision in this game, it's Barcelona not going through.
The sliding doors moment is an Icelandic volcano erupting. That's where we're landing.
Yeah, do you think the Icelandic volcano had sliding doors on the top of it and it only erupts doors slide
of some
open?
Sort of sinister supervillain?
Exactly. So that's one thing. Here's the really big thing, I think. Bigger even than that, and because you're right, look, if they win three European Cups in a row, 2009, this one, 2010, and then again in 2011, they would have won the middle one at the Santiago Bernabeu. And that is the big symbolic thing about this. And that is the reason why the really big thing about this final is the really big thing about this final. At Valdebebas, Jose Mourinho had a life-size cardboard cutout in his manager's office.
Of course.
It was a life-size cardboard cutout of him running across the pitch at the Camp Nou as Inter manager, having just beaten them with his finger up. That is the game that gets him the Real Madrid job. So without this refereeing decision or without this goal being disallowed, we get no Mourinho at Real Madrid. We get no storm of Clásicos. We get no great big fight between Barcelona and Real Madrid. Do we get a different history for the Spanish national team? Although maybe not, because they won the World Cup that year and they then won the Euros again in 2012. We don't get this whole Mourinho-Real Madrid thing, or at least we don't get it at the moment that we get it. We don't get, you know, we don't get all of this thing that Real Madrid become. We don't get that kind of the ultimate high point or low point, depending on how you want to look at it, of the Barcelona-Real Madrid rivalry. We don't get so much of the narrative about these two clubs, the supposed identities of these two clubs. We, you know, this so much hinges on this moment.